لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك الملك لا شريك لك، لبيك اللهم لبيك.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، performing the pilgrimage to the house of Allah, the Kaaba in Mecca, is one of the pillars of Islam by consensus. The freeborn, sane, matured Muslim who has the physical strength and the financial ability sufficient for his journey to and fro Mecca for the Hajj, after providing the maintenance for his dependents at home, has the obligation of performing the Hajj once in his lifetime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Allah has the obligation on mankind that those who have the means should perform the Hajj. After his farewell pilgrimage, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave a sermon in which he said, أيها الناس إن الله فرض عليكم الحج فحجوه. O people, Allah has obligated the Hajj upon you, so perform the Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also explained that a well performed Hajj has no less reward than the paradise. In yet another report he said, من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever performs the Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without performing sexual intercourse during it or deliberately committing sin, he will return as the day his mother gave birth to him. All these go to explain the importance of Hajj and its excellence. The form of Hajj described here is called Hajj Tamattu', in which the Umrah and the Hajj are performed differently within the months of Hajj. So we will describe how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam legislates that the Umrah be performed and follow with his guidance also regarding the Hajj. As for the Umrah, the individual has four activities to perform. Firstly, the intending pilgrim enters the state of Ihram at the designated stations, the Mawaqit. To do this, he takes his ghusl by performing the ablution and getting water to all parts of his body in a bathroom. After that, the males will wear two seamless Ihram clothes, while the females dress in their normal Muslim woman's dress, covering all parts of their bodies, with the exclusion of the face and the palms. It is encouraged for the males to apply perfume on the body before wearing the ihram dress. This bath must also be performed by menstruating women and those in postnatal bleeding, but the use of perfume is not allowed for the women. The individual then faces the Qibla while standing and says, لبيك اللهم عمرة, meaning, O Allah, I answer your call to perform the Umrah. Thereupon, he goes on to recite the Talbiyah, لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. The pilgrim continues with the Talbiyah until he reaches the city of Makkah. While in the state of Ihram, the pilgrim is prohibited from a number of things. The pilgrim must not remove anything from the hair except what falls off on its own or what is removed out of forgetfulness or ignorance. He must not also use the perfume. The pilgrim must not also have conjugal relation with the spouse or engage in whatever may lead to it. Likewise, the males are prohibited from covering the heads by the use of caps, hats, the gotra, and the likes. Whoever violates any of these restrictions will either fast for 3 days or feed 6 poor persons or slaughter a sheep. Nevertheless, it is allowed to use wristwatches, hearing aids, rings, footwears that do not cover the ankles, goggles, and pouches. Similarly, it is allowed to use umbrellas or stand under shades. The pilgrim is also allowed to have his bath and change his ihram dress if he needs to. Secondly, the pilgrim will commence the tawaf at the Masjid al-Haram. Before entering the mosque, he is encouraged to say, Bismillahi, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. Before starting the tawaf, the males are encouraged to uncover their right shoulders, making the ihram cloth pass under their armpit, called al-ittiba. Thereafter, he starts the tawaf at the black stone corner of the Kaaba. He will point at the black stone and say, Bismillahi, Allahu Akbar. If possible, the pilgrim should touch the black stone and kiss it. Otherwise, he may just touch it and kiss his palm. But if that is difficult too, it is sufficient to point at it and proceed. The individual will go around keeping the Kaaba to the left. No supplications or readings are prescribed during the tawaf, so the pilgrim could say supplications and words of remembrance as it is easy for him or her. Beneficial speech is allowed during the tawaf. When he reaches the corner of the Kaaba preceding the corner where he started the tawaf, the pilgrim should say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar, as he walks to the starting point. The pilgrim does this 7 times, going round the Kaaba. If this will not amount to harming other pilgrims, it is encouraged to increase the pace of movement in form of jogging in the first 3 rounds, called raml. The tawaf is not allowed for menstruating women and women in postnatal bleeding. They have to wait till the end of their courses before making this tawaf. After the tawaf, the males will remove the ihram dress from under their armpit and return it as it were before they commence the tawaf. Subsequently, the pilgrim goes to anywhere in the mosque and observes 2 units of prayer. In the first rak'ah, he will recite Suratul Fatiha and Suratul Kafirun. And in the second rak'ah, he will recite Suratul Fatiha and Suratul Ikhlas. The pilgrim will then drink the Zamzam water sufficiently and head for Safa to commence the sa'i. Thirdly, as the pilgrim approaches the Safa hill, he should say, Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاِعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَا تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. The individual should ascend the hill if possible and face the Kaaba and then say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He should then say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. And then say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أنزج وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. Then the pilgrim comes down and walks towards Marwa. Within the valley shown today by green posts, the walk should be brisk. At Marwa, he will say the same words of remembrance he said at Safa. Movement from Safa is 1 count to Marwa. Another from Marwa to Safa counts as a 2nd, and so on till he ends the 7th count at Marwa. Fourthly, the pilgrim then cuts his hair, and cutting the fingertip length after gathering the hair is sufficient for the women. At that, the Umrah ends and the pilgrim goes out of the state of Ihram. and as such, the restrictions of ihram become lifted. The pilgrim begins to wait for the commencement of the Hajj rites on the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah. On the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah, also called Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the pilgrim will enter into the state of ihram from his residence in Mecca by taking the ghusl and wearing the ihram dress as he did at the miqat at the beginning of Umrah. The pilgrim then faces the Qibla and says, Labbaik Allahumma Hajjan. O Allah, I answer your call to perform the Hajj. Then he begins to say the Talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. At this stage, the pilgrim must call to mind the restrictions of ihram. It is not allowed for the pilgrim in that circumstance to remove anything from his own hair or fingernails except what falls off on its own or what is removed out of forgetfulness or ignorance, and that it is not allowed to use perfumes or have conjugal relations with spouses or engage in whatever may lead to it. Also, it is not allowed for the men to cover their heads directly by using caps, hats, the gotra, and similar other things. Whoever violates any of these restrictions will either fast for 3 days or feed 6 poor persons or slaughter a sheep. However, it is allowed to use wristwatches, hearing aids, footwear that do not cover the ankles, goggles, and pouches. Similarly, it is allowed to use umbrellas or stand under shades. The pilgrim is also allowed to have his bath and change his ihram dress if he needs to. Thereafter, the pilgrim sets out for Mina in the morning on this day from after sunrise. The Salatul Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and the next Fajr prayer will be observed at Mina. The Zuhur, Asr, and the Isha prayers will be performed shortened. On the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah, also called Yawm al-Arafah, the pilgrim will leave from Mina to Arafah from after sunrise in the morning in tranquility while pronouncing the Talbiyah. Staying at Arafah on this 9th day is one of the pillars of Hajj. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had said, Al-Hajj Arafah. The Hajj is Arafah. The pilgrim will remain at Arafah making supplication and giving remembrance of Allah, asking for the benefits of this world and the hereafter. In a hadith, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wa sallam, أفضل ما قلت أنا والنبيون عشية عرفة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. The best of what I and the prophets before me said on the day of Arafah was لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. The Zuhur and the Asr prayers will be observed at Arafah at the time of Zuhur, and they will be shortened. The stay at Arafah will continue till sunset. In a calm and dignified manner, the pilgrims will leave Arafah for Muzdalifah after the time of Maghrib, although they will not perform Salatul Maghrib until they get to Muzdalifah. At Muzdalifah, the pilgrims will observe the 3 rakats of Salatul Maghrib and 2 rakats for Salatul Isha, with a single adhan and 2 iqamas. The prayers will not be preceded or followed by any nawafil. In the hadith, it says that the Messenger alayhi salatu was salam lied down throughout the night until Salatul Fajr. On the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, also called Yawm al-Nahar, the day of slaughtering, at Muzdalifah, the pilgrim will observe Salatul Fajr and then face the Qibla, reciting the words of remembrance and making supplications until it becomes bright. Thereafter, the pilgrim will leave for Mina. It is allowed for the women and the sick and those responsible for their care to proceed to Mina from Muzdalifah after midnight. At Mina, the pilgrim goes to the Jamratul Aqaba, the largest of all the pillars, where he will stop the talbiyah and pelt the 7 pebbles he would have picked anywhere on the way from Muzdalifah. The pilgrim will throw the pebbles one after the other without interruption. When he raises his hand before each throw, he will say, Allahu Akbar. The throwing could be made in the afternoon or night on the same day. Thereafter, the pilgrim shaves his head, and it is allowed to cut just a part of the hair. As for the females, it is sufficient to gather the hair and cut a fingertip length from it. The pilgrim then slaughters his animal or appoints some proxy to do so on his behalf. Today, slaughter tickets are sold by government and other approved private bodies. It is allowed to do the stoning, shaving, and slaughtering in any order. On the same day, the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah, the pilgrim proceeds to Mecca to make the tawaf and sa'yu between Safa and Marwa, just as he did during the Umrah. After the tawaf, the pilgrim finally exits the state of Ihram, and all the restrictions of Ihram become lifted. The pilgrim must then return to Mina, where he will pass the night and observe the rites of the remaining days of Eid. On the 11th, 12th, and 13th days of Dhul-Hijjah, also called Ayyam al-Tashriq, the pilgrim will go to the Jamarat, the pillars, after the sun descends its zenith around the time of Salatul Dhuhr, and pelt 7 pebbles at each of the pillars. While it is permissible to make the throws during the night on these days, it is wrong to make the throws before the stipulated time. The pilgrim will start with the first pillar nearest to Mina, and then the next, and then the next. After the throwings at the first and second pillars, the pilgrim will move forward and make supplications, but not at the third. As explained earlier, the pilgrim will perform this activity on the 11th, 12th, and 13th days of Dhul-Hijjah. However, whoever chooses may hasten to leave Mina after throwing on the 12th day of Dhul-Hijjah. By that, the pilgrim completes the rites of Hajj and returns to his residence in Mecca while waiting for departure back home. Just before leaving Mecca, the pilgrim should perform the farewell tawaf called Tawaf al-Wada. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, La yanfiranna ahadun hatta yakuna akhiru ahdihi at-tawafa bil-bayt. Nobody should leave until the last of what he does is making tawaf, circumambulating the house. In another version it says, Illa annahu khuffifa anil mar'ati al-ha'id. Except that the rule is relaxed for the menstruating women, and therefore the rule applies to women in postnatal bleeding. It is from the Sunnah also to fetch some Zamzam water along while returning home. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our Hajj and forgive our shortcomings.
لا شريك له